look at this guy here. Look at this guy over here. Look like he's in like a bunker hole somewhere.
Yo, what's going on?
Here's the window.
He is in a bunker.
Recorded on Zoom, it's the Diamond of Truth podcast.
What up, guys?
What it do?
What's up? Oh,
we are back, the Diamond of Truth podcast, back for another installment. Got a good show lined up for today. We have a guest going to join us later today, Chris the Hefty Gamer, a Twitch streamer who's going to come and just give us some info on the Twitch community and what it is to be a Twitch gamer. So he'll join us a little bit later. But a lot to get into today. There was some a lot of news coming out in the gaming world, some things to check up on. But first, last week we were really talking about what was going on in the Twitch community with the craziness going on with back and forth with some of those gamers and the sexual conducts going on. It just seems like it's a crazy community to be a gamer. And, you know, being a gamer back in the day or even today was just – you put the game on, you play with your friends.
Life was so simple then.
It was.
Well, the problem is money's involved now.
Yeah. That's right.
Kids are getting money really quickly, really fast. And you know, kids with money do stupid things.
Yeah.
It's showing. I mean, you can't go a day without seeing a story about these kids, you know, doing something dumb online. Mm-hmm.
But first... sorry, but we got to issue an apology, man.
Yes. So last week we were discussing about some different games that were coming out for the PS5. And we're talking about NBA 2K21. And we're talking about the cover athletes with Zion and Dame and then Kobe and the Legend. And I don't even remember what we said, but we said like.
We thought it was a tier thing where Dame was basic right. Game and Zion was a higher tier game. Turns out that's not true.
Not true at all.
Not true at all.
So there's going to be a PS4 cover and Xbox One cover for the current gen, and that's going to be Dame because he's the current gen. And then the next gen covers PS5 and the Xbox Series X is going to have Zion because he's the next generation. So... and then when we saw that, Ken and I said, oh, okay, makes so much sense. And yeah. Ken said we had to issue a public apology, a podcast, for the millions of people who were tweeting at us and getting upset about our wrong information we had communicated out there.
Yeah.
No, but that's right, though. So it makes a lot more sense when you have Dame, who's currently... I mean, he's one of the probably the top 10 players on the current gen, and then Zion. But, you know, argument could be you could put Ja in there, Trae Young, a lot of, but Zion is the guy they're marketing right now.
You already know my vote.
Oh, yeah, Ja.
Yes, sir.
Ja. So, and then we got Kobe, of course, and the Legend.
No one's topping that.
No one's topping the GOAT. Mamba. So, I want to get into this week. There's a story that broke out in the Smash community, Super Smash Brothers. Let me be correct. Super Smash Brothers. That there was over 50 sexual misconduct complaints filed against players in the Smash community. Women that were coming out saying they were being abused. They were being even like, you know, rape cases and people grooming them to do things for them to, I guess, get them ahead. It's like,
oh, man. That's crazy. That's an alarming number.
It is, and that's only those that have come to speak out. You know, something like that, you can uncover and find out there's tons more accusations going on out there. You know, and it's a gaming world where people are behind the screen or behind a controller, and you know sometimes you don't see them, but you know like. Vic was saying, man, it's about the money. If they think they have some money, if they have status, some of these people are going to say, okay, they can get me far somewhere, so what I got to do?
Drunk on power.
Exactly.
And then the people who are victimized, you know, they're young. They don't have any real world experience. So they're easily, you know, taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Very easily.
Very true.
So it's good that they're coming out to speak out. And I know Nintendo was very upset about that. They put some statement out saying that, you know, they're really upset about these what's going on. I think that's one of the reasons why Smash was pulled from. I think last week we were talking about Evo being canceled and other games. But I think Smash Brothers had already pulled out. So because it's just crazy, you know, just to think that people are being taken advantage, but over a video game, man, it's like, why does this have to use that kind of platform? Like, it was bad enough that people were already saying people are killing people because of games. You know, that's not the games that make those people do bad stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't blame it on the games. I mean, now we got another wrench to throw at it with this thing. So
yeah, well, like we said, there's like small scale celebrities now becoming large scale celebrities.
They had whole houses, you know, hosting people, you know, players. You know, kids shouldn't be in that situation.
No,
that's basically shame. The Wild West, you know, free for all.
Yep.
Well, it's good. When we came up, we had to have the 4-player co-op, couch co-op. So
yeah,
we didn't have to worry about that. Who knows who we might have been playing with on PSO online.
So that's where you got all that good loot from. Show up one day overpowered with a good loot. I knew something happened.
Oh, man. But on a lighter note, so Nintendo today had a Treehouse Live, which is not really a big direct, but it's like a scale under where they can just showcase some new things. And I guess one of the big games coming out next week, they have one of their first party games coming out next week with Paper Mario, the Origami King. Mm-hmm. And Paper Mario is one of their, that's a good franchise. It's a solid franchise.
It's been bad for the last few though.
The last couple haven't been good. It's been the original one's still the best. Just yes. Because the RPG element was perfect and how they
the
did
the last
it.
Good one was A Thousand Year Door.
Now that one was on GameCube.
Yeah, that was on the Cube.
The Cube, right? The first one came out in 64, and then the Cube, and then after that, you stopped following them because they weren't that great. They weren't getting good marks, and they just didn't look like the original Paper Mario. And then so we'll take a look at Paper Mario. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but it's getting good reviews because it's saying it's kind of like the classic one, but it doesn't have that quite RPG element to the game, but it has the comedy. And that's one thing Paper Mario did well. The story and comedy was fun in the game. So I think it's going to do well for Nintendo. Mario usually does well for Nintendo. But then they were at the end of the, before the direct came on, they were hyping up another game by, what's the company called?
Way Forward. Shantae.
Right. And so people were hyped up. They thought it was going to be Metroid. They were just putting a new Metroid Prime game. They're just putting a lot of things out there. And then
they couldn't do Metroid Prime.
People were putting crazy stuff out there. They people games that probably you knew it wasn't going to be. And it was so bad that Nintendo had to come out and respond in a tweet saying that, just to let you all know, this is going to be a third party game. So that really
know your role.
Lowered everybody's expectations. And so the what we got was Bakugan.
An anime licensed game. Because that's what everyone wants.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We don't have any really good one of those. Yeah. So that game, and Bakugan, I'm not even... Like, we were talking about this offline, that was pretty much after our generation, putting the trailer on for us now. And it looks like a Pokemon robot dragon. I don't even know. But the community was so, so upset about the reveal. And it's not the game that they thought it was going to be. So the bad thing about it is that they amped it up. They really promoted it. That it was going to be something good. So Nintendo does that every once in a while. They'll hype up something and think it's going to be something good, but then let you down sometimes. So that's coming out, I think, in November. And Paper Mario should come out next week. But one game I was real hyped about is Donkey Kong Country coming out for the Switch. And what's good? Is that the virtual console? Is that, they even call that anymore? What is it called?
No, it's just the part of the NSO games.
Right, the Switch Online subscription. Right, so Donkey Kong Country is coming out. The first one, so that opens the door for the other two as well. So that should be pretty cool having the original Donkey Kong from SNES. Did y'all play that game, Donkey Kong Country?
That's a big thing, oh, yeah. Of your honor.
You didn't play it? Oh, yeah. You didn't play Ken?
No,
sir. Yeah, I played it. I mean, it's one of those games that's it's in every single Super Nintendo game. Whoever had a Super Nintendo, they had it. Just like, much. You know, Super Mario World.
Yep. It was like a game that you had that with right behind Super Mario World. Donkey Kong Country was right there next to it. It's a classic. And then I remember being a kid, we would play Donkey Kong. I had a red hat just like Diddy. and actually, you can see my pet rhino I have here. He was made after, what was the rhino's name, Donkey Kong?
Stompy.
Right.
Stompy.
They had Rhino and Ostrich and the frog Winky and
the parrot.
The parrot, yeah, the sword.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be fun to get back into. So I'm probably, and it's free if you have, well, you have this the online, and we do because Ken pays for it. So we all can definitely take advantage.
You're welcome.
Definitely take advantage of that. So, and to round up the Nintendo news this week is the Spanish voice actors came out and said that they were recording Breath of the Wild 2, said they're finished doing their voice acting for Breath of the Wild 2. Now, that was kind of crazy because we haven't heard much about information for Breath of the Wild 2. And that being one of the first games that came out for the Switch a couple of years ago, people will kind of want the next one coming out. So, but Vic, you put something in this, in our Discord. So what's that say? What's it about the,
that's their official response.
That's what they say. They say they're directed to all media outlets, national or international, that have recently reported on our interviews with the Spanish voice actors, Delda and who? We are surprised about the way many media outlets have covered the interview, jumping to incorrect and out-of-context conclusions with no consideration to the persons implicated. Oh, so they're saying it's not true?
Yeah. No, it was immediately shut down. it was never sought out as a real thing. Like, as soon as it popped up on Reddit, it was immediately tagged with a rumor and then misleading tag.
Oh, so they shut down. Wow, it's because there was multiple outlets that had reported that too. So,
yeah, so that's why they shut that down super fast because, you know, rumors, you don't need the rumors.
Good, that's definitely good because people will take something and run away with it. So,
yep.
No Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 coming soon. But, hey, you never know. Nintendo could put something out there. We do have, they did plan, I think, for another Direct coming out soon. So who knows, but well, y'all see what I'm seeing in the Discord right now?
Yes, I did.
After weeks of right. Saying he wanted to join, Drew wants to come in. So maybe when we come back,
I'm ready to throw a ban hammer at him, man. Throw that hammer at him.
Banned. Well, when we come back, we'll have Chris Gecko, the Hefty Gamer for Twitch.
We'll be right back on the Diamond of Truth podcast.
All right, we're back on the Diamond of Truth podcast. We got my man Chris Hefty the Gamer Greco with us. What's going on, man?
What's up?
Good, man.
How's it
good
going?
Man, it's going good, man. Good to see you, man. And so you're in Twitch. You're doing you have your own Twitch channel, right?
Yeah. So I've been doing a lot with that lately. Over the past month or so, I started.
Yeah. So, how's that going? So how was it starting a Twitch? Or what got you into starting Twitch?
So, you know, with the whole quarantine and everything. Nobody's doing anything. All I've got going for me is teaching right now. So I'm doing that. But then I was like, you know, I haven't played any video games in who knows how long. I want to start getting back into it. And to get myself into it, to like to actually, you know, make myself do it, even though I love it, I started doing Twitch. And it was super easy. It was like, I already had the webcam. I already had the microphone. And I built a computer a month before I decided to do that. So I was like, all right, I have the computer. I have all the equipment. Let's just do it. So, I started out with Fallout New Vegas and, I'm going to play that tonight a little bit actually too. But so I started with that and then I've been branching out to like Mass Effect, mostly RPGs, but I've done a little bit of COD and stuff. But yeah, it's a lot easier than people think. So as long as you can, you know, communicate and talk with people, if they're in your chat or whatever, it's fine.
Wow. So that's cool. You picked it up during the quarantine. A lot of people picking up different hobbies during this. So it's cool that you utilize one of your favorite hobbies that you haven't done in a while into your daily life, which is cool. Yeah. So do you see yourself doing any collaborations with Twitch with like other people? Cause I know some people work together and they communicate. What do you think, where do you see yourself going with it?
Oh, definitely. Like so recently, when I do my Mass Effect streams, he's not on Twitch, but my friend Nick, he and I will talk, during the game, and he's huge into Mass Effect, which is one of the reasons why I got back into that. So he'll talk about like the game and all the intricacies of the game. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, all right, got it. But yeah, you know, I'm a part of a few different Facebook pages, a few different Instagram. I follow a few of them on there. But you know, it's hard to actually reach out to people and talk to people about this because the whole thing that I've been seeing lately is like follow for follow, where you follow somebody else's page and they'll follow you back, but you won't really watch each other's stuff. You know, it's just for a follower.
For the numbers and stuff.
So, but there are a couple people that I regularly talk with, and I'll watch their stuff. They'll watch my stuff and we'll talk. So, but you have to make good relationships in it. You know, don't try to poach anybody's viewers. Don't say, oh, well, I'm streaming now too. You know, stuff like that. It's not good. Not a good look.
Right. And that kind of leads me to my next question, because the last few weeks, there's been some crazy stuff going on in the game streaming community with people like beefs going back and forth with the big names like Ninja and them, you know, going back, and some people even, you know, almost, I think a few committed suicide after certain things because of things going on. So what do you think about that crazy stuff going on?
So, I mean, with the shutdown of Mixer, I think that's putting a lot of pressure on people that are doing that do Twitch, because now there's kind of more viewers to kind of fight for, you know, because everybody's congregating over, they're moving over. So there's that kind of competitiveness in it, but you know, I feel bad for these people that, you know, hurt themselves or, you know, because a lot of it is just this backlash from the viewers, which it's ridiculous. I myself it was like my third or fourth stream. I had somebody come on and I'm just sitting there playing my game. They're like, oh, you're obese, bro. And I'm like, I looked at him, I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, but I could see how stuff like that would get to people, you know, like I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah. It is what it is, but some people have softer skins than others.
You know? Oh yeah, and they do. And that's funny that you said that. We could think the same in music too. You know, sometimes we play our instruments or something, people will say, "Wow, you're pretty good." Well, yeah, I've been doing it all my life, so you know,
it's part of it. Exactly. So,
you know, so you were talking about a big piece that's important for Twitch is communicating with others. So how do you engage with your fans and your community that follow you? How do you engage with them?
So at least how I set it up, or how I have it set up, I should say, I have a second monitor where everybody's chat is coming through, and I'm assuming that's the same way for everybody else. But, you know, I'll while I'm playing, I'll look over here and there, and if somebody says something, you know, I'll talk with them. But the most important part is always try to be entertaining as well. Okay. You know, kind of try to get that feedback. If your chat is silent for a little bit, throw out a question, be like, oh, what's everybody's plans for this weekend? Or, oh, what game do you think I should do next? Or something like that, just to kind of get a conversation flowing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth. But other times people are just going and they're like, oh yeah, I'm doing this. Oh yeah. And then you can talk back and forth. And if you know the person in real life, you know, you can have even deeper of a conversation, but
right.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. So it seems like you really take that to heart, but trying to engage with your community. So yeah. Putting questions out there. So that's cool. So, I was looking at some of your streams that you had, and you streamed a game that took me back to my childhood with Putt-Putt, man.
Yo, dude.
Tell me, what was the idea of streaming Putt-Putt?
So I posted on Facebook something about what game do you want me to see next? Or what game do you want to see me stream next? And one of my friends just put, Putt-Putt goes to the museum or something. And I was like, what? What is? Because I never played those games as a kid. I played... like Jumpstart Typing and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know?
All the Jumpstart games. I never played any of the Putt-Putt or the Freddy Fish or the Pajama Sam. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous. You know, why would I want to do that? And then people started commenting, do it, do it. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to do. I was like, oh, maybe, maybe. So then before that stream, I was planning on doing something else. But like the day before, my friend sent me a message and was like, so I bought this for you like 3 days ago and it's finally going through. You have to stream it. I was like, all right.
And he bought
it. So not only did I stream Putt-Putt and then a couple other games throughout the night, but I made it a giveaway as well. So I have a whole bunch of Humble Bundle games that I never redeemed. So I was like, you know, I'm never going to play these games. Mm-hmm. Let's just give them away.
Why not?
So every 20 minutes I was giving away games. I was giving away a different game. And that was probably the best stream I had.
Wow.
I got 23 subscribers that night. And then a bunch of followers. And there was a lot of conversation, a lot of back and forth. And it was a lot of fun too. So, they were like, oh, so I finished Putt-Putt and they were like, oh yeah, now you have to do Freddy Fish. I was like, all right. So I did Freddy Fish and then we finished that and I still had a couple hours left in me. I had a couple games I still wanted to give away. They were like, all right, do Pajama Sam. I was like, okay. So with all these donations and with the subscribers and everything, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put those funds to use to give these right. people what they want. So I bought the Humble or the Pajama Sam bundle. I bought the Freddy Fish bundle. I bought a couple Putt-Putts and I was like, so every month we'll do something like this
yeah.
where I'll give away games and we'll just play something simple. That'll bring you back.
That's cool. That's cool. And you're using that as a part of your Twitch channel. So that's cool. We're here with Chris Hefty, the Gamer Greco. You can find him on Twitch doing good, great things on there. Man, before you were got into the Twitch, I think you were big in I don't know if you still are in the Animal Crossing too. Dude, you know,
Animal Crossing. I haven't played Animal Crossing in 2 months.
Oh man, your town's full of weeds, then, man.
I know, and it's full of dead turnips, dude. I bought like $40 million worth of turnips, and they're all just sitting there.
Oh man,
I don't know what to do with them.
Oh man, your town was one of the first ones I actually got a chance to visit. And you were doing daily things on Facebook, asking for album covers, and you got me. You're the one that actually, I didn't tell you this, but you got me checking off songs, and I saw your house, and you had the albums in your room on top, yep. and you had them on the walls. Oh, so I did that in my house. So,
yep.
But yeah. So yep. real. So thank you for those Animal Crossing tips that you didn't know you gave me.
Absolutely.
But speaking of tips, man, we might have some future Twitch players out there that want to be our Twitch admirers. So any tips to give them to start a Twitch channel or things to think about?
So probably don't worry about the numbers. And it's easy to say that now that I've made affiliate, which is their paid to play thing where you get paid to stream. Mm-hmm. But at first I was very, very interested in like, okay, I need like 100,000 followers. I need that right now. And it was hard to get those, you know, 100 followers. I'm at 118, I think, right now. But I drove too much in 1 week to, I made the week challenge to get affiliate. And while it was fun, it was kind of stressful. So I'd really say, don't worry about the numbers because it'll come. If you're entertaining, if you're, you know, good with the people that you're talking to, that you're gaming for, you'll be fine. It'll come. It'll happen.
That's good. That's good advice. Oh, thank you. Thank you. So we're with Chris Hefty, the Gamer Greco. And I really love your name, man. You add in the heftiness. And we're all food eaters here. So the fact that you embracing the hefty in your name is a great thing. If I was starting Twitch, I'd be Verge the Big Ear Wonder or something like that. Well, man, thanks for being on with us, man. And we'll definitely catch you. Anywhere they can follow you, any other than Twitch?
On Facebook, Hefty the Gamer, Twitter, Hefty the Gamer, TikTok, Hefty the Gamer. We'll see if that's around any longer. Instagram, Greco Trombone, a little bit different. I think that's it.
Definitely.
Oh, YouTube as well. So. Well,
that's cool, man. That's cool. Next time we'll talk. We'll definitely get some bone talking here, man, because we had some good times on the bone. We had a good section back then. So,
Oh, yeah.
We got to collab again sometime. So, but, man, you keep up the good work, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Peace
out, man. Thanks, bro. All right, have a good one.
See you.
You are greedy. More of the Diamond of Truth podcast.
All right, we're back on the Diamond of Truth podcast. I want to thank Chris, the Hefty Gamer, that came on with us, giving us some great Twitch ideas and info. So we got to, Ken, we got to start working on a Twitch name for Jaden now. So now that we understand some so by the end of this segment, we got to figure out a name for Jaden.
Oh, man, he already got a good name. I'm trying to steal it from my name. So when I start.
What's his name?
So when, you know, when COD Mobile came out, So while we were playing it, I was like, hey, Jaden, let's play the COD Mobile together. So we're just on the couch playing. I'm like, who's this guy? And his name is Good Sir. I'm like, oh, Good Sir.
Good Sir. You got to have like a monocle on with your logo and a top hat, Dr. Manhapu, man.
Now you're going into copyright. Nah, we can't do that.
But we've been joined by a long lost friend of ours. Haven't seen him in ages. Last time we saw him, the world was, I think, perfectly okay. We got Drew Bailey with us. So what's going on, Drew?
What to do?
Not much. What's going on?
Good to see you, man.
Chilling. Yeah, it's been too long. I didn't realize like it's actually been like 3 months or something.
Yeah, man. Last time we had you on. Long time. The last time you were on, I think you were talking about a goose game with us, man. That was
Goose game is still great, but you know, Animal Crossing took over.
It did. So it's good to see you, man. So what else is new, man? You playing any games lately? Or you do what you doing to keep yourself sane during this quarantine time?
What have I been doing? I've just been working a lot. I've just been bouncing between my friends' houses because my house is quarantined from regular living.
House is quarantined from the quarantine.
Yeah, I'm quarantined during quarantine for a different quarantine. So, yeah, I've just been chilling.
Quarantineception right there.
What happened? I feel like I've been playing Animal Crossing, but I lent my girlfriend my Switch because she was pretty bored. But now she's playing Animal Crossing.
So nice. His and her town.
Gentlemen.
The gentleman.
It's actually just her island now, though. I was like, I'm not gonna have this Switch for a while because she lives in California. So I just deleted my island and now she's just, you know, crushing it, catching legendary fish.
Getting all them good sharks right now.
Yeah. I didn't even know they had sharks in the game. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. There's sharks now. There's seaweed and kelp, and you can swim and dive now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
swim and dive stuff is great. I'm so glad they're adding stuff.
Oh, game changer.
Next thing you know, we're gonna be able to ride some horses and ponies in the game, man. That's
that would be awesome.
Oh man, well, this week we were able. We always got to chime in and talk about, because Monster Hunter is a big thing for us, and we want to chime in on the latest news of the movie coming out, the Monster Hunter movie, and we got a new image of the lead. What's her name? Mila Jovovich. Her character, she has dual blades in her hand. I got it right here for us, fellas. The dual wielding, and here's the funny thing about her, Mila Jovovich is talking about the dual blades. She says that when she picked them because they're what she used in the game. That was her what she used in the game.
But she played the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad she did. I'm glad she has some type of background history with the game. And, but she called them twin blades. And so that was kind of raise a red flag to me. So I was thinking maybe they're called twin blades in a different game. Vic, are they called twin blades in a different game?
No. I bet she's only playing the game for PR purposes.
Exactly. So
sugarcoating, just straight no.
So calling them twin blades doesn't give me any good help that she knows what she's talking about. And then they went on to say that their monsters are going to be over 50, 60 feet big and tall. So like they said, this is a quote, they're going to put Jurassic Park to shame. Like, they're going to put their dinosaurs to shame, apparently. So,
man,
that would be cool.
Oh, you know, it's... As we get closer to September, when this movie is supposed to come out, I think early September too. Sounds like a birthday Sam. Thing. So, but as we get closer to the movie coming out, we should be getting a trailer soon. That's what I'm waiting for. I want like an official trailer. Hopefully, at Comic-Con in a couple weeks, we get a trailer of Monster Hunter, the film, the movie. Cause and see Tony Jaa in all his glorious kicks and punches.
Bring up the elbows, elbows and the knees.
Yes.
They're gonna add that in the next Monster Hunter.
He's gonna use some Muay Thai in there.
Dude, that's really exciting, actually.
Yeah, Tony Jaa, T.I. is gonna be in it too. Megan Good.
What?
I mean, talk about that all-star cast. Come on now. So.
Gotta be good.
That should be good. So hopefully we get a trailer in a couple weeks, but we have twin blades now. So we have twin blades being used in the movie of Monster Hunter. Speaking of things happening next week, Xbox announced their game display. So following in the footsteps of PS5, Sony a few weeks ago showing off their games, Xbox is going to show their game display. I think it's next week or maybe the week after. But they're going to be showing off the games coming out for Xbox Series X. So we'll definitely be looking at that. And then, but I think definitely coming up is this Ubisoft Forward that's going to be coming off Ubisoft. I think that's this weekend or next week. Next week, right. So there's a lot of games that they're going to be talking about. And Far Cry 6 got leaked. I think that wasn't supposed to come out until tomorrow.
I need
tomorrow.
That game to be good. I am so disappointed with Far Cry 5.
What happened with Far Cry 5, Vic?
So they took all the good things from Far Cry 4 and 3, but they decided to add a mechanic for the story that they'll basically, as soon as you hit like a certain threshold in the progress meter, they'll automatically take you, like kidnap your character and force you into a cutscene and this whole mission that you have to escape. It's very, very... it's very weird because... It's an open world game, and all of a sudden they take away all the freedom for you.
I mean, that's the one. That's why we play games, to have our freedom.
Yeah, and they give you the illusion that you can escape it because they actually send a hit squad for you, so you can fight them for a little bit. But no matter what you do, you always get taken out. It's impossible to survive. You can even be in a safe house; they'll still grab you.
Yeah, so they're disrupting the flow in there.
Yep. And the story was just bad too.
Oh, on top of that, oh god. Well, one thing I was excited to see about Far Cry 6, they got my man Giancarlo Esposito on the cover or the picture that came out. He's supposed to be playing the villain. That's my man Gus from Breaking Bad, and he was also in recently in The Mandalorian at the end with the with the Darksaber. Was it what they call it? The saber.
So good.
Yeah.
Spoilers, bro.
Oh my god!
You really haven't seen it yet. Come on.
Oh, we gotta get Kendall.
We're a spoiler free podcast.
I mean, that's not where it first showed up, though, Kenny.
I know.
So it's cool to see Giancarlo Esposito in the game, and he's gonna sure bring that. So other games they're gonna announce at this Ubisoft Forward, that it's on the 12th, so it's on Sunday, I believe. Some more Ghost Recon, so more the Division 2. Just Dance 2020, just what I was asking for too. So we got and of course Assassin's Creed 5000, because like how many they have out these days. So that's gonna be cool. It's good to see that a lot of, since there was no E3 this year, that companies are doing things to showcase the games they have. And Watch Dogs, Watch Dogs Legion.
Watch Dogs 2 is free right now.
Oh, for PS4?
The PC.
Oh, PC? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So Ubisoft's gonna show off. That's the one when you're like a techie, like in trying to like hack things and stuff, right?
In San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what game?
Yeah, that got Drew's attention.
Yeah, Watch Dogs 2 is so much better than the first one. The first one was just, it tried too hard to be emo dark. Like the second one, it was more like a carefree Saints Row / GTA kind of vibe. You know, it's very fun, but it's also, they're tackling some, they made some pretty good political commentary on it, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how the tech giants, they're they're abusing stuff. Oh, so yeah. it they made good commentary on that.
Can confirm.
Also, they had a very good section on racism in the workplace.
In the first one? In the first game?
In the second one, because of one of your hackers in DedSec is works at Google, which is Noodle in that universe. And when he gets on the campus, he's treated like they're the only two black men on campus, and they're treated like gangsters.
Oh yeah.
So they have to use their white man voice in order to fit in and everything.
Oh yeah, every black man has a white man's voice, and every black girl has a white girl's voice. We have to use it at the times when you need it to sometimes. So trust me, you don't like it, but hey, I
can. That's true though. Working in a customer service, I have that voice too.
How you doing, sir?
Yep,
that's good. So, Watch Dogs. Drew is furiously typing, looking up the game right now, so we can learn more hacking things. Because Drew is
he's trying to get it for free.
That game is definitely worth the play.
Oh, I'm already a well-learned hacker, my friend.
He's actually completed that story 4 times over. Definitely worth it.
That sounds like a cool game, though, and I like that social commentary. I mean, yeah, tech companies are like all white men. It's just like
my favorite part was definitely the Scientology and Tom Cruise. You kidnap the Tom Cruise of that universe to set him free from Scientology.
That seems worthwhile.
It is a good game.
They should have kidnapped everybody from that, but we'll keep that up. Oh man. Well, I guess Isaiah. So how are we doing on the TV Switch department yet?
whoa.
He said we just came from Home Goods one at a time.
Right. we gotta get your Switch, because next month we get Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
That's true. But I think you guys mentioned that there is an iOS version, right?
Ah, yeah.
Come on, man.
Thanks for listening to the Diamond of Truth podcast.
We just talk right there.
All right, Kenny, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't want to be cheek to cheek.